at 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we want to introduce the thought of a sure foundation, principles for Bible study. It's a study that we haven't undertaken in some ways before. We're going to be looking at several different resources and things. And it's somewhat more of a teaching time more than it is a preaching time. But I hope it's going to be helpful to you as we consider the important area of studying the Word of God. It's our desire as a church that we, as God's people, would grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that we, as a people, would be firmly grounded in His truth. Over the next few weeks, we want to look behind the scenes at the science and the art of how to study the Bible, specifically how to interpret a passage of Scripture when we come to it, that we would know, as 2 Timothy is going to say, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Again, you can see that our study is called A Sure Foundation. And our key verse that we want to consider is there for us of 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. You see it there before you. It simply reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It's essential for us to understand how we can study the Bible and how we can understand the truths that God has given to us, that we would be able to grow in grace, that we would be able to remain grounded and settled in the truth. I'm going to invite you to bow with me. We're going to ask the Lord's blessing, and then we're going to consider together the text and some thoughts this evening before we close. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You today for the blessing to be able to come and to study the Word of God and the truth of how to study Thy Word. And Lord, I pray that You would help us and that You would teach us in the days to come. Lord, we have been given a wonderful blessing, a blessing greater than many other generations, for we have before us the completed Word of God. We have vast resources that would help us in the study of His Word. And yet, Father, we as Your people still at times struggle to do just that duty, to study, to learn, and to grow. And Father, I pray that You would teach us over the next little while how we can study the Word of God, that we might grow, that we might be grounded in Thy Word. We'll thank You, Father, and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many who come to the study of the Word of God and believe that it is irrelevant as to how they go about that study, as long as they study and as long as they read the Word of God. For many, they come to the Word of God with their own preconceived ideas. They look for passages of Scripture which support their ideas and then go off and live according to their own reason and their own thinking. But you and I are supposed to come to the Word of God and learn how to properly study, because it is the Word of God that opens before us the very words of Almighty God. B.B. Warfield, a prominent Bible scholar, reminded us of this truth. The Bible is the Word of God in such a way that when the Bible speaks, God speaks. You and I have the wonderful blessing and the wonderful privilege to be able to read the very words of Almighty God. And when the Bible speaks, God is speaking to you and to me. We're not just reading something that was written years ago. We are reading living, live words spoken to us by Almighty God. And the Spirit of God takes that word and He works it within our heart, and He teaches us that we might be able to grow in grace and remain grounded in the truth. Therefore, it behooves each and every one of us to come to the Word of God and learn how to better study, that we might be able to discover what God has to say. I want to take some time at this juncture to give you the sense of what 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 is all about. As we look at the passage this evening, we're going to find that there are two basic things that Timothy, or Paul, says to Timothy. And he first of all shares with us what the purpose of Bible study is all about. So as you look at your Bible, you see the word, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So as we come to that verse, we need to discover what's the purpose of Bible study. What is it that God wants for us to gain and to learn? So as we do that, we find this truth, that the key word of this verse is not the word study, as some might think. The key concept that God wants us to get from this passage of Scripture is this, that we would learn how to rightly divide the Word of God. It is assumed that you and I will come and study the Word of God. And we're going to define that word in more detail in just a few moments. But the concept that Paul wants to get across to Timothy, and the concept that I want to get across to you tonight, is simply this, that the purpose of Bible study is that you and I would be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Literally, that word, to rightly divide, means to cut straight. And you and I have a responsibility to cut straight the Word of God. It's imperative that we come to the study of the Word of God in any passage of His Word, that we learn how to properly interpret and handle the Word of God. As we come to study the Word of God, what He wants us to do is properly interpret its meaning, that we might be able to apply it to our daily living. And so as Paul writes to Timothy again, he is sharing this truth, that the first purpose of Bible study is that we would learn to interpret well the Word of God, to rightly divide its truth. You know, you and I don't have the right to come to the Word of God and interpret however we want. We don't have the right to come and put our preconceived ideas to the truth of God's Word. God has spoken, and as He has spoken, there is a meaning, and we need to find that meaning and rightly divide His Word and handle it well. There's a second thing that we find in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, and that's the pursuit of Bible study. It's important that we understand to rightly divide the word of truth. Why is that so important? Because of the pursuit that we should have. Paul tells Timothy that we should desire to be approved of God. We are to study the Word of God that we as His people might be approved. The word approved simply means one who is judged to be tried and true. God wants to be able to judge you and I as ones who are faithful in the handling of His words. We should desire, our pursuit should be, that God would be able to look at us, even in the area of Bible study, and say, they have rightly divided and handled my word. They have been faithful. They are approved of me. Can I remind you this evening that there is a day coming when all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give an account of our lives. And we're either going to hear in that day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," or He's going to have something else to say to you and I. And our pursuit in Bible study is that God would look upon us and He would approve of the way we handle His Word. That's why Paul would say to Timothy and exhort him to study. Timothy, you study the Word of God, that you would be approved of God, as you rightly handle and divide the word of truth. That's the meaning, the sense of the verse. By the way, the word study in verse 15 is not a word that speaks of academic learning. It's not necessarily speaking about getting together and pulling out the books and taking of notes and jotting things down and parsing the Greek and understanding the Hebrew and all the things. That's not what the word itself means. The word study there literally means be zealous, be eager, make every effort to be approved of God as you rightly divide the word. Every pastor, every Sunday school teacher, everyone who opens the Word of God, every Bible study group leader is responsible to properly handle the Word of God and to interpret it according to its meaning. And so if we're going to come to Bible study, it's important that we understand the purpose. Why do we study the Word of God? That we might be able to come to the right interpretation and rightly divide the Word of truth. In our pursuit, our desire is that we would be approved of God and that we be zealous, we be eager to learn what God has for us. In light of those things, I want to look now at the steps for proper Bible study. Over the next few weeks, we're going to delve into more detail concerning the study of the Bible. And seeing, though, that we do have a business meeting tonight, we're not going to delve into all of it. What I want to give you tonight is a brief overview of what Bible study is and how we go about Bible study. I want to whet your appetite with some of the basic concepts. How do I study the Word of God? What's included in the concept of Bible study? So in simplistic terms, I'm simply going to give to you three basic steps for Bible study. Each one is used to aid in the process of understanding what God would have us know and what God would have us do. Each one is a stepping stone, if you will. That's the reason for the artwork chosen. They are stepping stones. And as we come and as we begin to study the Word of God, there is a basic process that we are to be involved in as we seek to understand what God wants me to know and how God wants me to live in light of that knowledge. And so I want to take you through those three basic steps tonight. The first step is this. It is observation. When you and I come to the study of the Word of God, the first step that we engage in is the step of observation. The step of observation is you and I seeking to find out, what does the Bible say? So we open up our Bibles to a particular passage, or we involve ourselves in our Bible reading, and if we're going to study that out, we want to observe, what does the Bible say? Observation is the time of discovery. It's a time of exploration. This is where we come to the Word of God and we read the Word of God and we seek to determine, what's God saying? Now, folks, that's really not a complicated step because we do that all the time, do we not? You get an email, you open up the email, you read the email, and you determine, what are they saying to me, right? So your boss sends you an email and it says, I want you to do the following, so you understand what he wants you to do. You found out the meaning. Now that might lead to some questions. Well, how am I going to go about that? What are the resources that I have available to me? And so you will go beyond observation, but the first step is simply observing. What's the Bible say? So as I read the Word of God, I am reading it that I might understand in this passage, what is God saying to me? What does He want me to know? We won't take the time tonight to look at the passage in detail, but in Acts chapter 8, You'll remember there's the story of Philip being sent by the Lord on his journey southward to go towards Gaza. And as he journeys there, he finds a man, a eunuch from Ethiopia, in his chariot. And what is that man doing? He's reading from Isaiah. He's seeking to understand and observe what God is saying. So the Holy Spirit of God urges Philip to join himself to that man. And as he arrives, Philip asks him the question, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the eunuch simply responds, "How can I except someone come along and teach me?" And so God, through Philip, begins to help him to learn and to understand all that God would have him to know. But the first step in Bible study is simply the step of observation. What is God saying to me? Folks, anytime you open up your Bible and anytime you read a passage of Scripture, it shouldn't be to simply fill the time and check off a date because I've read something now and my conscience is appeased because I've gone through my little schedule and I'm on track to read the Bible through another year. But when we read the Word of God, it ought to be a time of observation. What's God saying to me? What's He want me to learn from this? Because, folks, God has something for you to learn every time you open His Word. So there's a need for observation. Observation, though, is going to lead to the second step. Because just like the eunuch, he now had questions. What does it mean? Who is he speaking of? So observation leads to interpretation. When we take the time to ask, what does the Bible say? It's going to now lead to at times where we need to ask, what does it mean? I kind of have a sense of what the Bible says, but what now does God really mean? How do I interpret the passage of Scripture? This is a crucial step, and it is by far the most time-consuming of all the steps. It is the step that goes beyond discovery, and it moves on now to digesting the truth. We're no longer exploring, we're seeking to understand that we might be able to explain the meaning. And this is where we're going to spend the vast majority of our study over the next few weeks. Because interpretation is crucial. If you and I don't properly interpret the Word of God, there's going to be a problem in our third step. So we have to be able to properly interpret the Word of God. And that's why Paul says to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth." We need to be able to come and have proper interpretation. And if we fail to properly complete this step, I'm afraid that everything else is probably going to fall woefully short. And it's important that we learn to properly interpret the Word of God. It's essential because it builds up to the final step of Bible study. And that final step is application. This is God's end in mind. We don't study simply to know what the Bible says. And we don't simply study that we would know what it means. God wants us to observe and interpret with the purpose that we would apply. God's word was written to be beneficial to your life. Correct? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is, what's the next word? Profitable. Literally means beneficial. God wrote his word to help you live your daily life in accordance to his will. He wants you to take the Word of God and apply it. We are to observe what it says. We are to interpret its meaning. that we can apply its truth to our life, to our family, to our church, to the situations at work, to the problems that we face, to the trials that we go through. See why it's so important that we learn how to interpret the Word of God? Application is simply me asking the question, what does the Bible, or how does the Bible relate to me? How does God want me to live in light of that truth? Bible study is far more than mere head apprehension. God desires heart appropriation. And I fear that many in the study of the Bible are seeking only to gain knowledge of the mind. But God looks at the heart. And God is concerned about your heart. And God is concerned with the spirit of man. And head knowledge is a good thing. But we've got to be able to take the knowledge of the mind and move it down deep within the heart if it's going to affect the way that we live. Mom and Dad, it's more important that your children know that they apply the Bible lessons from the stories that they've learned than simply that they can give you all the facts. Just because they can tell me all the details of David's life doesn't mean it's going to impact their life at all. When we study someone like the life of David, we want to learn from his example that we can be changed and conformed to the image of Christ. That was the purpose of this morning's message. We have taken the time over the last couple of months to study what faith is. We have discussed its meaning. We have observed and we have interpreted. Today was about application. In light of what we have learned, there's a way to live. It has to be applied. It's not enough that it simply be gained in knowledge. We ought to be appropriating it in the heart. Roy Zuck, in his book, Basic Bible Interpretation, I think says rightly, Bible study is an intellectual pursuit in which we seek understanding of what God says. But Bible study must go beyond that to include spiritual discipline in which we seek to put into practice what we read and understand. God wants you to put His truth into practice into your life. He doesn't just want you to know the facts. So when we come to the study of the Word of God, we are to observe. What's the Bible say? We are to interpret. What does that mean? How do I understand that so that I can apply it and live accordingly? That was the goal, was it not, for Ezra and the scribes in Nehemiah's day? Remember Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8? It says, so they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Remember that passage? I want to ask you a question, see how well we remember. What happened after the reading of the law? There is one key word that took place, something we're all looking forward to. Or we'll say we look forward to. Remember what it was? Revival. Remember, the people came and they changed. They were made different. They confessed their sin. They dealt with the problems. And there was a revival. Why? Because Ezra and the scribes explained the meaning and helped them to apply it, and they did. Want to know how we're going to bring revival to Christianity today? When we observe, we will properly interpret that we may properly apply it and live according to God's word. That's what God's desire is for all of us. We need not only to read the Word of God, we need to study that we might be able to apply His Word. Those three steps are the basic building blocks of Bible study. Those are the stepping stones. That's where it all begins. And in the weeks to come, what I want to do is begin to look specifically at that second step of interpretation, that we would learn how to rightly divide the Word of God. Because many come to a passage and they read it and say, well, what it means to me is this. Well, that may not be what it means. As I was doing some reading this week, I think it was Roy Zuck who actually said one of the most frightening things for him, a guy who has written on Bible interpretation, is the movement of the home Bible studies. And there's nothing wrong with home Bible studies. He says, but what happens in these home Bible studies is this. We all get together, and there really isn't a leader. And let's discuss, like we would a piece of literature, what the Bible means to you. Well, there's a problem there. Because it's not about what the Bible means to you. That doesn't necessarily mean much. I think I mentioned to you this morning, sometimes we come to a passage like Hebrews 12 and we read something and it says, oh, the great crowd of witnesses. Boy, that's a comfort to know that those who've gone before are looking down and watching me as I live. That's not what it means. But I take great comfort to know that. Well, that's okay, but that's not what the passage means. And so I can't get up and say that to you and say, well, Pastor, isn't that what the Bible says? No, it doesn't. Well, that hurts my feelings that you would think that way. I know, but that's not what it means. So we have to properly interpret the Word of God, that we might properly apply it to our lives. God's desire is that we would study, that we might be approved as men and women who are able to rightly divide the Word of truth. All we wanted to do tonight was to whet the appetite, to give you some thoughts to ponder and consider. And next week we'll begin to talk about how we interpret God's Word, that we might be truly those approved of God, workmen who don't need to be ashamed. Let's close our time in prayer.